You dedicate the shir to Nachman ben Noyah, at my father. The outside is tonight.
Shalom Aleichem, Rav Shechter. I missed you in Florida.
Shalom Aleichem.
I missed you in Florida.
What do you mean? You were in Florida?
No, no. You were in Devoca Beach for a Shabbos. And Mike was away there.
Jonas.
Oh. Hi, Dennis.
How are you doing?
I have yahrzeit tonight for my father. I dedicate the shir l'zecha mishmas, and also Noah Diamond has yahrzeit for his father. I dedicate l'zecha mishmas Nachman ben Noach. Purim was established by the Chachamim as a Yom Tov. So in Shulchan Aruch there's a discussion to what extent does it have the dinim of a Yom Tov. And a Yom Tov is a Yom Simcha, and a Yom Simcha and Yom Tov, one does not observe Avelus. Shabbos, there is no Chiyuv Simcha. Shabbos, there's a Chiyuv Kibud V'Yoni, but there's no Chiyuv Simcha. It's a question, why we say Yisbenchu B'malchuscha, Shema Shabbos, if there's no Chiyuv Simcha in Shabbos. So it's a long discussion in Achrayim. Minig Ashkenaz is that you only say Yisbenchu B'malchuscha by Musaf. You don't say by Shachris. So Avetji gave a whole explanation why, in connection with Hakrov Samusofim, you're in the Beis Hamikdash, and that's why by in connection with Musaf, there is a Chiyuv Simcha, but Azai, the rest of Shabbos, there's no Chiyuv Simcha. Yom Tov, there is a Chiyuv Simcha, so that's what the Gemara says, Simcha and Avelis is a Tarte Disasri. You can't label the day as a Yom Eidol if it's a Yom Simcha. So that's a question in Shulchan Aruch, what's the din if one is observing Shiva on Purim? Does one observe Shiva on Purim? So in Shulchan Aruch, it's a steer between Orech Chaim and Yeridei. Rabbi Yosef Kara writes in Orech Chaim that one does observe Avelus on Chanukah and Purim. Chanukah was introduced later. Chanukah is Medirabbanan. Purim is Medirik Kabbalah. Medirik Kabbalah means a Din Medirabbanan that's recorded in Kisri HaKodesh. So it says, Lassus Hosam in my Mishnah Visimcha, Mishloch Manus Vishleir. It's called a Yontav in Tanakh. Purim is called a Yontav. Chanukah is not in Tanakh. So in Orech Chaim, in Hilchos Purim, Rabbi Yosef Kar writes that just like Chanukah was, that one does observe Avelus, so Purim also one observes Avelus, but in Yeridei, in the end of Yeridei, where you have all the Hilchos Avelus, the Mechaber contradicts himself. He writes that one does not observe Avelus on Purim. Chanukah one does, and Purim you don't. And the Ramon, Hilchos Purim, says that we follow what the Mechaber wrote in Yeridei, that one does not observe Avelus on Purim. Dvarim Shebitzina Anayik. And both days of Purim, even though we only observe Purim on Yudalad, but both days are considered Yom Tov of Purim, so both Yudalad and Tezvav, one does not observe Avelus. Like on Yom Tov, one does not observe Avelus. Dvarim Shebitzina Anayik, Tashma Shamita is also on Yom Tov, but Avelus Befrahesi, you don't have Sarvema. When I was sitting Shiva on Purim, so on Purim we sat on the chair. We sat by the table on the chair. People came to me in Menachem Oval. We were all sitting. I wasn't sitting on the floor. On the other hand, there is a din. There's a mishnah in the end of Beitza that one is not permitted to get married on Shabbos or Yom Tov. Zeresh Ami Yichtov. It's also in the Rabbanik Zeresh Ami Yichtov. Because if just like Mekah Chamemke, you're not allowed to sell, you're not allowed to buy. Zeresh Ami Yichtov, you may write it down. So when you get married also, you fill out a ksuba, so it's a gzeresh amyichtov. What about chalamoid? What's wrong with getting married chalamoid? So the Mishnah says you're not allowed to get married on chalamoid either. Why? So the Gemara has four different reasons why. So the Beis Yosef in Hilchos Purim quotes the Tshuvas HaRashba that three out of the four reasons don't apply to Purim. The fourth reason does apply to Purim. Ein marvin simcha b'simcha. That should apply to Purim. Because on Purim there's a chiyuv simcha. And when you get married there's an inyan of simcha. So the fourth reason should apply. So the Rashba writes in the Tshuva, he says the Gemara has four different reasons, and three of the reasons don't apply. And since it's only the Rabbanon, so we're mako. Since the whole topic of what does it mean it's only the Rabbanon, very unclear. The Chuvah Sarashba, so the Magan Avram says what he meant to say was like this. The Gemara has four reasons why you're not allowed to get married on Chalamoid. Zeresh Ami Yichtov doesn't apply if it's something that you need. You're allowed to write something on Chalamoid if it's Tzarech HaMoid. So there are four different reasons. Three of the reasons don't apply to Chalamoid. The fourth reason, Eimar Mitzimcha B'Simcha, should apply to Chalamoid. So the Rashba said, but we're not so sure which reason to paskin like them, or gave a suggestion of four different reasons. So the Rashba says, even though they learned that Eimar and Simcha b'Simcha from a pasuk, it was only intended as an asmachta. It's not a real din deraisa. And since we're not so sure, so we're makel that Eimar b'Simcha b'Simcha doesn't apply to Purim. It's a question: is that really so? So some say it's not right to get married on Purim, but most of the poskim say the minig is that it is permissible to get married, both on Yudalat and on Tezvav. It doesn't make a difference. Yudal and Tezvav, even though we celebrate Purim on Yudalat, and Yerushalayim and Ayaris on Kafes Chama, they celebrate Purim on Tezvav, but really, both days are Purim. Both days are Purim. There's an Issa Hesper V'tayinus on both days, and one does Memzer V'Avelus on both days. And if you're not allowed to get married, Eim Av Simcha Simcha, both days are Purim. We paskin that that one is permitted to get married on Purim. Then there's a discussion in Shulchan Aruch. Let's say Misha Mesa Muta Lefan, of one is in a state of aninus. People dying all the time. So somebody dies on Purim before the funeral. So the din is that an oinen, Misha Mesa Muta Lefan, is not permitted to have basa v'yayin. He's allowed to eat food if he's hungry. He usually doesn't say any brachas. He's not allowed to do any mitzvah. Not allowed to do an oinen, Misha Mesa Muta Lefan, is not allowed to do averis, but he's not allowed to do mitzvahs either. So if he's hungry, he can eat. He doesn't have to say a bracha, not before, not after. He doesn't do any mitzvahs. So the shaila is that Sudas Purim is supposed to be basa v'yayin. Sudas Purim is supposed to be basa v'yayin, and that's considered medivrei Kabbalah. Medivrei Kabbalah means a din derabbanan that's recorded in Tanakh. And the Gemara has an expression, in Maseches Tainis, medivrei Kabbalah ki medivrei Torah damnim. We treat dinim, medivrei Kabbalah, along the lines of dinim deraisa. So the Mechaber writes, Yesh Mishoimer, and no one disagreed. That's how we paskin, that even though Mishamesa Muta Lefanov is normally all year long not permitted to eat Basa V'yayin, but on Purim, because the Chiyuv to have Basa V'yayin is Dibrei Kabbalah, so that's more chomer than the Iser of the Einen not eating Basa V'yayin. The Iser of the Einen is Adin Derabbanan. And having Suras Purim is Dibrei Kabbalah. So Dibrei Kabbalah, ki Dibrei Torah Dami, so that takes precedence. So you should have the bus of the yai. Should have the bus of the yai for the Sudas Purim.
The Oinen is
Chota Anu Dereisa, no? The Oinen is what?
Chota Anu Mitzvah Dereisa.
Right.
I agree with you, so certainly should be part of Dibrei Kabbalah?
I don't know.
Well, Dibrei Kabbalah is more than a Dereisa?
It's a good question. I don't know. But that's what it says in Shulchan Aruch, yeah. That's what it says in Shulchan Aruch, that Osi, just like there's no aninus on Yontif, just like there's no aninus on Yontif, Shabbos and Yontif, the Oinen doesn't observe aninus. He may have Basa V'yayin. So just like on Shabbos and Yontif, there's no aninus, so to Ampurim we treat it like a Yontif. On Yontif you don't observe aninus. Chanukah is not like that. Chanukah is only Midirab on a lower level, but because Purim is a Yontif, Midirab Kabbalah, so we say, on Yom Tov, one doesn't observe Aninus. So he's permitted and obligated to have the Basa V'yayin. A lot of people are not makbid b'chlal to have Basa V'yayin in Suras Purim. So here the Shulchan Aruch says, even an Einan is obligated to have Basa V'yayin. It has to be a fleshing meal. That's what Rav Dovah Soloveitchik pointed out, that in all the yeshivas, they get drunk on Leil Purim. So he said, they're not yotzei anything. Because the Gemara says, if you have the Suras Purim b'alayla, all the mitzvahs only apply by Yom. They don't apply by Laila. So the mitzvah of Suda, Suda's Purim, is only by Yom. So the din of Agdala Yoda has to be a chelik of the Suda. If you get drunk, not as part of the Suda, you're not yet to anything. That's what it's Beferish and the Raman. You have to have Basa of the Yayin Agdala Yoda. You have to get drunk from the Yayin Shabbatelcha Suda. So this is an issue in Shulchan Aruch. To what extent do we consider Purim a Yontif? To what extent is it considered a Yontif?
So he'd have to make the brachas on Purim, even though he's an aninus, because the aninus doesn't apply, so he'd have to make the brachas.
On Yontif, yeah. On Yontif, all the dinim of aninus don't apply, and we treat it like a Yontif, a Dibrei Kabbalah. Rabbi Akiva Eger, on the bottom of the page in Hilchas Purim, on the big Shulchan Aruch, Rabbi Akiva Eger quotes from the Turi Evin is a sefer by the Shagas Aryeh, the Gemara Megillah. So the Turi Evin feels that Mikra Megillah is also Medirei Kabbalah. Reading the Megillah, the Shulchan Aruch says that the observing the Yontav HaPurim as a Yom Simcha is Medirei Kabbalah, and that's why the laws of Aninus don't apply like a Yontav. But Rabbi Kivegi quotes the Turi Evan that reading the Megillah is also Medirei Kabbalah. Dibri Kabbalah k'dibri Torah Damyan. So just like Sofik Deraisa L'chumra, the person has a Sofik, whether he was Yotze Mikra Megillah, not sure if he missed a word or not, he has to hear over the whole Mikra Megillah. So many Achrayim disagree with that Rabbi Kivega. They say Mikra Megillah is not Dibri Kabbalah. Having Sudas Purim is, the difference is, that's what the Mincha Salozo, the Minkapcha, and others, the Chavina Rav also has this in this form. They quote, there's a Rashi on Maseches Tainus. The Achranim say Rashi on Maseches Tainus, not written by Rashi, it was written by someone else, but from one of the early Rishonim. So the Mefarish, who's known as Rashi on Maseches Tainus, writes, when the Gemara talks about Dibri Kabbalah, he says, when is it Din Derabbanan that's recorded in Tavach? When is it elevated to the level of Dibri Kabbalah? And we say Dibri Kabbalah to Dibri Torah Damyan, if it's written Meloshim Tzivui. So it says, it says you have to do that. You have to do Shalach Manas, Matavis Lavyanim, Mishtav Simcha. Where does it say that you have to read the Megillah? It doesn't say you have to read the Megillah. It says, Hayamim Ha'ela, these 2 days, Yudalad and Tazvav, Nizkarim V'Na'asim, they were spoken of. Nizkarim sometimes means the days are remembered, but over here has the meaning they are spoken of. What do you mean they are spoken of? The practice is that we read the Megillah. That's the Gamsa Makkah from Mikra Megillah. So in the word Hayam HaWayla Nizkarim, like Zohar Siyam Shabbos Lakatsha, doesn't mean remember the day of Shabbos to keep it holy. It means recite Kiddush. Zohar means Lahaskir. Mention the Kedusha Sayyam of Shabbos to sanctify the day of Shabbos. But Zechiris HaMolek, Zohar is Shasaloch HaMolek. So the Tanaim have a drasha in this Sifrei. What does it mean, Zohar? Yochel Beleg, maybe means you should remember Amalek in your mind. No. Talmud Leimer says the last 2 words in the parsha says, Loisishka, Charei, Beleg, Voma, Hamani, Mekayim, Zohar, Bepeh. So the Tanaim say Zohar over there also means Lahazkir. You should recite Parsha Zohar. You're supposed to read Parsha Zohar. We don't all read Parsha Zohar. The Balkur read Parsha Zohar. We're all Yotze with Shemeh Kainah. Just like when the Balkur reads the Megillah, so everybody's Yotze with Shemeh Kohena. And when one person says Kiddush, one person says Avdol, everybody else listens. They're all Yotze with Shemeh Kohena. Shemeh Kohena, the Minchas of Lazar, Taka has a tshuva. He writes that by many Hasidim there was a practice when the Balkur would lay in Parsha Zoch, everybody would say along with the Balkur. What is that based on? So he says, apparently they thought that Shamei Kohena doesn't work on a Din D'Oraisa, only works on Din D'Rabbanan. Like Mikra Megillah, he says Shamei Kohena. Or Kiddush and Avdol, because he really said Kiddush B'Tfilah. So Kiddush Alakos says only the Rabbanan, Avdol B'Tfilah, he said Atachan Antanu. So you were Yotze Avdol already, so Avdol Alakos is only the Rabbanan. So on the Rabbanan, he says Shamei Kohena, but on a real bona fide Din D'Oraisa, he don't say Shamei Kohena, so he says that it's wrong. About the Kea blows the shoif and everybody's yaitzed. That's also based on Shemei Kohena. That's a tshuva in the Avnei Nezer. The Avnei Nezer corresponded with his brother. So the brother sent him a letter that he once heard from the father. The father was a big Talmid Chacham. So he once heard from the father that the about the Kea is moiti, everybody with the shoifer is based on Shemei Kohena. So Avnei Nezer says, how can it be? Shemei Kohena only applies if you say words that have content. If he's saying something, you say Kiddush, you say Avdali, you read the Megillah, just making noise, clapping Haman, you're going to say Shemei Kohena. If you have to make noise, you have to make noise. So Tekiah Shofar, you're just making noise, you're not saying any words. Zalo Shomei, Shomei means Ani Shomei, I understand what you're saying. And Taka, we paskin like this, Shemei Kohena only applies if I understand what he's saying. Let's say someone is saying Kiddush in Hebrew. If I say Kiddush in Hebrew, I don't know what it says in the Kiddush. I know it's a mitzvah to say Kiddush is something about the sanctity of Shabbos. But I don't know what the words mean. But if I'm saying Kiddush and you're being Yotze, you don't understand Kiddush, so it's Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. So Rashi says, just like Mikra Megillah, the Mishnah says, if you read the Megillah in Hebrew, for one who doesn't understand Hebrew, he's Yotze. So Rashi says, you see, Shemei Kohena applies even if the listener doesn't understand. And Tosfos claims that it's not correct. Tosfos says, Mikra Megillah is different, even though you don't understand. That's Bisomei Nisa, even though you don't understand. But all other cases, you hear Kiddush Avdala, something else, other than Mikra Megillah, if you don't understand, you're not Yotze. So that's what the Avnei Nezer time is. How can you say Shemei Kaina? How can you tell me that, my father, that our father said, that the Baal Tekeh is Motzi, all the people in Shul and Rosh Hashanah based on Shemei Kaina? Shemei Kaina only applies when the person is saying words, they have content. He's saying something. But if just making noise, just the blessed of the Shefer, there are no words being said, so it doesn't, you can't say Shemei Kaina. Then Avnei Nezer had Charata. So he sent the second letter to his brother. He has both letters printed in the Chuvas Avnei Nezer. This is it should have been in Hilchas Tekiyah Shefer, but it's not there. It's the end of Choshen Mishpat in the Hashmatas, in the last volume of the Avnei Nezer. So he backs out and he says from the Gemara and Rosh Hashanah is Kemat Muchach Lahedya, that the Baal Tekeh being Motzah the Tzibur with the Tekiyah Shefer is based on Shemei Kaina. There's no content. Zakasha, okay. We're implying when you blow shofar, Rav Soloveitchik always used to say it's a tefillah without any words, as if we're saying Merubim Tzorchei Amcha V'Daitem Ktzara. We have so many needs and we don't even know how to spell out what we need. So when we blow shofar, we're praying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu should take care of all of our needs, even though we don't even know what the needs are. We don't even know what they are.
That's why the Ramban said you have to have a nochas.
Why?
Why? Hanukkah is so to be like Shemei HaKohen. It's coming directly from the Oyen. And you know the Maisa with a big bundle when someone who couldn't daven came into a shul and he blew his
flute.
The flute.
Yeah.
And he said, "Oh, all the Mekoyimis were aroused." So the same thing as my
shul. He was davening tefillah without words, right? So that
and it's better because it comes a lot of times you can't. You can't say words that come from your heart.
Right.
And here the blowing comes from a person's heart. Yeah. And that's why the Rabban says it has to have an ochas peh, so therefore it'll be Shemei
HaKohen. So that's what Avnei Nezer backed out. He says that the Tekiyah Shofar is based on Shemei HaKohen. He says what the brother sent him in the letter, in the first letter, that the Baal Tekeh might see everybody based on Shemei HaKohen. First he thought that it wasn't correct. He thought that the Baal Tekeh might see the Tzibur based on Shlichas. Then he backed up. What kind of shlichas? He said shlichas are mitzvahs. He don't say shlichas are mitzvahs. So he came to the realization it is based on Shemei HaKohen. So that's what the Minchas Oloza says. You say Shemei HaKohen by the mitzvahs deraisa also. So he
yes,
recommends.
Also, according to the people who hold that the Tekiyah is a mitzvah, Kufa. So how can someone should be mitzvah him?
Yeah.
So therefore, Shemei HaKohen, when he has a nochas peh, so therefore it's the same thing like Shemei HaKohen.
Shemei HaKohen.
I'm mitzvah Shemei.
Right. So that's what the Minchas Oloza says. He thinks at this minute that the people say along softly the Parsha Zochar when the Balkari lanes, he thinks that it doesn't make any sense. Yeah, tell it Shemei HaKohen. What do you have to say along? Shemei HaKohen works on mitzvahs deraisa as well.
The mitzvah of shofar is Shemiah. It's not Tekiyah. So why aren't you Yotze simply by hearing the Kol Shofar? Why do you need Shemei HaKohen?
Because the Mishnah says that if a cherishat of a cotton blows or a nochri is the best Baal Tekeh, you're not Yotze. Okay. Because Mishnah, but I'm listening. So the answer is.
But that's not a call.
Why is it not a call? So we usually assume that the Maisa HaMitzvah is the Tekiyah, the Kim HaMitzvah is the Shmiyah. And you need both. You need the Tekiyah and you need the Shmiyah. So Tu Shemei HaKohen. Right. Right. You have to say that it's a combination of both. So you need the Shemei HaKohen that is considered as if you blew the shofar yourself. Right. The Gemara has a discussion of the Gemara in Erech and Daf Yud says that on Pesach Shavuos Sukkos we recite Havel. And the mashmos of the Gemara is the way the Ramban explains that the reciting of Hallel is a fulfillment of the mitzvah of Simchas Yontov, the Simchas Aguf by Achilu Shtia, and the Simchas HaNefesh by reciting Hallel. Then the Gemara says, what about Chanukah? Why do you recite Hallel on Chanukah? The Gemara says, not so much because of the Simcha, but rather there is Simcha, but it's Simcha B'Shev Al Tasa, it's also B'Hespet V'Tainas. All the Yom Tovim and Megillas Tainas, including Chanukah and Purim, have an element of Simcha like Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh, there is no Kumbi Aseh of Simcha. There's a Shevi Al Tase. You're not allowed to have Hesped V'Tainas on Rosh Chodesh. So all the Yom Tov Megillas Tainas, they have an element of Simcha B'Shevi Al Tase. But you don't have Simcha B'Kumbi Aseh on Chanukah. So the Gemara says, so why do you say halal? If halal flows from the Simchas Yontif, Gemara says, that's a different din, that's halal al anes. Halal al anes. Then Gemara says, no, if there's such a thing as saying halal al anes, so how come you don't say halal on Purim? So the Gemara gives three different answers. Famously, the Gemara has three different answers. One answer the Gemara gives, the Nes of Chanukah occurred in Eretz Yisrael. The Nes of Purim occurred in Chutz Lortz. And Ein Amim Halal Al Nesha B'Chutz Lortz. You only say Halal on a Nes that occurred in Eretz Yisrael. Why? What's wrong? What's his Vintzige? What's wrong with the Nes She B'Chutz Lortz? So the Maharshoah, not Gemara, suggests that the Pshat is that a Nes She B'Chutz Lortz is going to be a Nes Nista. It's going to be a Nes B'Derech HaTeva. And you don't say halal unless it's a nes nigla. The nes of Chanukah was a nes nigla. The Shemun was burning for 8 days. But the nes of Purim was a nes nista. That's why Shem Hashem doesn't appear at all in the Megillah Esther. So on a nes nista, one doesn't say halal. That's how the Maharsho says. And then Haschina quotes this Maharsho when he's discussing this topic, and he suggests a different shot. So he quotes the Gemara from the end of the first parak in Maseches Tainis, where the Gemara says you only say the same talamot of Levracha and Baruch Aleinu if the tzibur needs rain. What if the tzibur, it's the middle of the summer in Eretz Yisrael and it normally doesn't rain there and they survive without the rain? There's a dry season. In America there is no dry season. In New York there is not. So every day of the year it always rains. There's no dry season that it's not normal to rain. So by us there's a problem why we don't say the same talamot all year long. It's a big problem. But in Eretz Yisrael there's a dry season. So you don't say the same talamot. What if this person needs rain? I need rain in the middle of the dry season. So am I permitted to ask for rain? Gemara said you can ask for rain, but you have to say in Shemir Tefillah. The only time you say saying talamot and Baruch Aleinu is if the tzibur needs the rain. So then the Gemara asks him, what about Ir Gedolah Keninveh? You have a gigantic metropolis where you have tens of thousands of Jews living there, and they need rain in the middle of the dry season, for some reason or another. So the Gemara says, no, all the Jews who live in Chutz Lortz are Kiyichidim Doma. The Tzibur, the Tziruf of the Tzibur is only on those Jews who live in Eretz Yisrael. We have dinim. Based on that, the Rambam has a few dinim which he explains, based on that idea. Smicha can only be the Rambam quotes in the Pirush HaMishnayis on Bchoris, on Daf Chav Tes, the Rambam quotes the Gemara in Sanhedrin. Smicha can only be conferred in Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara never quotes any pasuk. How do you know you can only confer smicha in Eretz Yisrael? So the Rambam explains why, because the tziruf of the tzibur is only in Eretz Yisrael, and the idea of giving smicha is not a private affair. I have smicha, ish mipi ish amosh abena, I give my Talmud smicha. No, one who confers smicha to his Talmud is representing all of Klal Yisrael. And that's why the Sridi Eish writes, that's why in Europe, when the Lublin Rav founded the Yeshivas Chachmei Lublin, they gave smicha, so they made a big, they called it the Chagas smicha. Why he was going to have a Chagas smicha this year? Rabbi Yitzchak Hanan's yard said, it's always Chav Fala Fada. So every couple of years they have a big Chagas smicha. So what's the inyan of making a big pirsum to publicize the fact that we're giving smicha? Why can't you give smicha privately? So the Sridi Eish has a whole essay about this in the end of his fourth chelik. He said, that's what it says in Chumash. When the Rabbi Shalom instructed Moshe Rabbeinu to confer smicha on Yeshua, so it says, "Vitzivisa oisai li'einehem." You should confer the smicha to Yeshua in the presence of all of Klal Yisrael. So Moshe Rabbeinu is giving the smicha as representing all of Klal Yisrael. The Gemara, and that's really it, quotes a Gemara in the first parak in Sanhedrin, where the Gemara says that there was a Tana, Rabbi Yudah ben Bava, who lost his life because he wanted to give smicha in public to a few talmidim of his. And the government said, whoever gets smicha, they're going to kill him. And he gives smicha in a city, they're going to wipe out the whole city. So he went in a desert area, far away from all the cities nearby, so not to put anyone else's life in danger. And he conferred the smicha in a public fashion. And the Romans knew about it, so they killed him. So this Sridi Eish says, why didn't he give smicha privately? He wanted to preserve the smicha and Klal Yisrael. The Roman government makes zeiros against giving smicha. They wanted to do away with the whole religion. So they figure if there won't be any smicha, they won't be able to make Rosh Chodesh, so that'll be at the end of the whole Jewish religion. So why do they have to give smicha in public? Many of the people in this space medrash have smicha. Who knows? I don't know who has smicha, doesn't have smicha. We don't know. So why could Rabbi Yudah ben Bava give smicha privately? Why do they have to give such publicity and lose his life? So the answer is, that's the halacha, that smicha is supposed to be conferred in a public demonstrative fashion, because the one who gives the smicha, it's not a private thing. He's giving it as representing all of Klal Yisrael. So the Rambam said that's why it can only be given in Eretz Yisrael, because only in Eretz Yisrael is there a tziruf of the tzibur. All the Jews that live in Chutz L'Arts are kichidim dama. The Rambam has the other dinam also based on that assumption. The Rambam has that theme a few times. He explains a few halachas. We have all the agricultural mitzvahs only apply in Eretz Yisrael, because it's Kedusha Sa'aretz is only in Eretz Yisrael. Chutz La'aretz doesn't have Kedusha.
How did Moshe Rabbeinu get smicha to Yeshua?
Right, that was before Eretz Yisrael was Nifchara. So these requirements didn't apply. But Misha Nifchara Ha'aretz, then the smicha, all these dinim can only take place in Eretz Yisrael. So the Rambam explains a few dinim like that. So that's what, so the Minchas Chinuch quotes that Gemara, and he says, the Gemara meant to say you only recite halal at a nest that occurred to the tzibur. A nest that occurred in Chutz La'aretz is a nest liyichidim. So you don't tell all the Jews to say halal at a nest because one person had a nest. One person had a nest, so you say tilim. But to require al pidin, everyone should say halal, that's only if it's a nest, sheberet tzitzot, means a nest to the tzibur. The tzibur had a nest. That's how the Minchas Chinuch, not like the Marshah, that a neshe b'chutz l'aretz is b'derech ha'teva, a neshe b'eretz is l'malim en ha'teva, but rather a neshe b'eretz Yisrael is a nest that occurred to the tzibur. The Gemara has another suggestion, another answer, why you don't say halal on Purim. So the Gemara says, maybe kriyasa zu halayla, you read the Megillah. So reading of the Megillah is an implicit form of reciting halal. We tell over the story, we don't even mention the name of the Rebbe Shlom, but by telling over the story, implicitly included is a recitation of halal. So that's a famous, the Chidor was a Meshulah for the Yishuv in Eretz Yisrael. He used to go all over Europe to collect money and send all the money to Eretz Yisrael. So wherever he went, he would always look into the royal libraries that they had all over. And he found a lot of Kisrei Yad of Rishonim that weren't available yet, that weren't printed yet. So he found a lot of the Meiris. He didn't print them. Whenever he found the Chiddush in the Meiris, he would copy it over in his farm. Now we have all the Meiris. Now they printed them all. But he would copy out the Chiddush. So the Chidor quotes from the Meiri on that Gemara. The Gemara is in Erchin. We don't have any Meiri on Erchin yet. Maybe they'll discover that too. We have a Meiri on Megillah. So the Meiri on Megillah writes, you don't have to recite halal on Purim because you read the Megillah. What if you're stuck on a desert island, you have no Megillah? Then he says, you have to say halal. Because the only reason why you don't say, he paskin like that. The Gemara gave three different reasons why you don't say halal. So the Meiri thinks we should paskin like that reason. Kriyasa zu halayla. And if you don't have a Megillah, you're not laying the Megillah, then you have to say the halal taka. The Netziv has a whole essay. The Netziv, when he was a teenager, had an einfall. He wrote a commentary on the Shiltas. And his brother-in-law, the Netziv's sister, married Aruch HaShulchan. So his brother-in-law also, unbeknownst to each other, each one wrote a commentary on the Shiltas. Like a couple of years later, Rabbi Cheskel Abramsky and Shaul Lieberman both wrote commentaries on Tosefta, an einfall, to write a commentary on Tosefta. Oh, there's also, Masham also has a commentary on the Tosefta. So the Netziv in his commentary on the Shiltas talks about this Meiri. So he says, the Poskim don't really hold like that Meiri. Even if you don't have a Megillah, he says, you don't have to say halal. Why not? So he thinks like this. He says, halal b'shas anes, when you have the Yeshua, that's a din deraisa. We learn it out from the Parsha in Bishalach Oz Yashir. The Torah records the fact that B'nai Yisrael recited Oz Yashir. So the Torah is endorsing. That's the right thing to do. Whenever you have a Yeshua, whenever you have an S, you should praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu and say Halal. Halal Zechel Anes, in commemoration of an S that happened centuries before, that's not the Raisa, that's the Rabban. So the Gemara raised the question, why didn't the Chachamim make a Takana that we should recite Halal every year on Purim Zechel Anes? Mar said, because normally, Kriyas is all Leila, normally you read the Megillah and that's the Halal. So So the Miri comes and he says, but if you're stuck on a desert island that you don't have a Megillah, then you're not Yotzei, you can't say Kriyas Zalela, then you're Mechayiv to say Alo. He says, no, but the Chacham never made a Takana. If it would have been a Din Deraisa, that Halo Zechel Anes is a Din in HaTorah, and you're Yotzei, that Din Deraisa, by reading the Megillah, so then you say, if you don't have a Megillah, you got to say Halo. But he thinks it's a Gemara. He quotes a Gemara in Brachas, Daf Yudal, says before the Halach Chanukah is only the Rabban. He says the Chasam Sefer wrote in one of his Tshuvas, Halach Chanukah is the Raisa. And he disagrees as a teenager, and then it's even he wrote the Kamei, disagrees. So if he's disagreeing with the Chasam Sefer, he has to give Kovet. If you want to be Cholak, I don't know God like the Chasam Sefer, you have to give Kovet. So he writes, Hagoyim Bahad Tzadik, a Chasam Sefer. Writes in the Shiva, he never writes Hagoyim Bahad Tzadik. Hagoyim Hatzadik, the Chasam Sefer writes that Halach Chanukah is the Raisa. So he says, with all the respect, it's against the Beferish Gemara and Brachas, and Daf Yedavah, that Halach Chanukah is only the Rabbanan. Aye, but why is it the Rabbanan? But the Gemara in Megillah seems to say, Halalala Nes is the Raisa, you learn that from Az Yashir. The Torah records the story of Bnei Yisrael reciting Az Yashir. So then it says, Halal Bishas HaNes is the Raisa, Halal Zechel HaNes is only the Rabbanan. So he says, the Gemara asked, why didn't the Chachamim institute reciting of Halal on Purim? They said, because under normal conditions, everybody's going to read the Megillah. So Kriyas is Alayla, so they didn't feel it necessary to make a Takana. But even if you're stuck once on Purim, you don't have a Megillah, they never made a Takana. So you're not Mechayiv to read the Halal on Purim. That's how it's usually assumed. The Mishnah Berurah quotes this Meiri, but he says, we don't follow the Miri for bracha for sure not. We wouldn't read the Megillah. We wouldn't read the Halal with a bracha. That's for sure not. And then it's same thanks. We don't ever follow the Miri at all. Yeah. The Gemara says an interesting machlekes in the beginning of Maseches Megillah. Machlekes Rav and one of his students, Rav Asi, whether Mikra Megillah Bizmana needs a minion. Do you need Asorah? If you're reading the Megillah Shaloi Bizmana, then you need us. Who reads the Megillah? Not on Purim. The Mishnah, the opening Mishnah Megillah says that Bizman Habayis, we don't have this anymore. Bizman Habayis, the people who lived on the Kvarim, people who lived in the little villages, tiny little villages, had a kula. If it's easier for them, we allow them to read the Megillah, the Shein of HaChamishi, the Monday or Thursday before Purim. So there'll be three. If Purim does not fall out on Monday or Thursday, it falls out on another day in the week. So we have a kula for the Bnei HaKvarim, the Magdimim Liyam HaKnisa. They can read the Megillah Monday or Thursday before. All the other dinim they have to observe on Purim. Not that the Monday or Thursday before the Yom HaKnisa is Purim. It's not Purim. It's a kula. They can be Yotz in the Megillah. And the Gemara says that after the Churban Abayis, so they did away with that because it's just going to confuse everybody. Jews are scattered all over the world. And they're going to think, they're going to calculate 30 days after Purim, they'll think they'll start observing Pesach too early. So they did away with that takana. So the Gemara says that kula, that the Bnei HaKfarim, the people in the tiny little villages, can be Yoitze, Mikra Megillah, and Sheni Vachamishi, Monte Gardanishtik, before Purim, that's only if you read with a minyan Asorah. If you read without a minyan, you're not Yoitze. If you read on Purim, you don't need a minyan. But if you read Megillah Shalei Bizmana, you're reading a day or two before Purim, so then it has to be Basar. So Rav says, but if you read the Megillah on Purim, you don't need a minyan. Rav Asi was a Talmud of Rav. He disagreed with his Rebbe. He thought that even Megillah Bizmana, also you need a minyan. So how do we paskan? So the Pashtus says, Machloikas between the Rebbe and the Talmud, and Allah Ketalmud B'makam HaRav. And the later generations, the Gaonim say, from the days of Abai Barabba Ve'elach, they were more attuned to working on Halacha L'maisa. So then we say, Hilchas Sukkah Basroi. We pass them like the later generations, because they took everything into consideration, and if they disagreed with their predecessors, so they were considering everything, we pass them like the later Chachamim. So that's Me'abai Barabba Ve'elach. But until the days of Abai Barava, we usually assume Ein Halacha Ketalmid B'Makom HaRav. So after the Rishonim say, we pass like Rav. Rav was the Rebbe, Rav said that you don't need Asar. But other Rishonim say no, because the Gemara says that Rav, even though he disagreed with this Talmid Rav Asi, he had respect for the Talmid's opinion. So Rav, who held that you don't need a minyan, was Machmer, he was always Machmer, to see to it that he would hear Mikra Megillah Basar. So if Rav himself was Machmer, so half of the Rishonim say, we should be Machmer also. We're supposed to have respect for other opinion shitas. If the Talmid HaChacham, Stam Reform Rabbi has a shita, you don't have to have respect. But if it's a Talmid HaChacham, like very often, Tesis, quite a few times, Tesis will quote the opinions of the Baal HaLochas Gedolos, and Tesis does not agree. Like a Mikra Megillah, the Baha comes up with a wild chiddush that a woman cannot read the Megillah to be might see a man. So Tesis says, we really don't hold like that. But we have respect for the Bahag, so we don't do it. We try to avoid it. Unless you're stuck in a situation that there's no one there, no one else to read the Megillah. The husband is not well. The husband can't read Ivra, and the wife knows how to read the Megillah. So bottom line, we pass on a woman can read the Megillah to be Moitzi a man. But only under dire circumstances would we pass on like that. Out of respect for the Bahag. Well, the Bahag says if you miss one day in Sfira, so you blew it, then you can't continue to count Sfira Simon. So we don't hold like that, but out of respect for the Baha'i. So if he missed the day, so you don't say a bracha on the Sefer Simon. But really, the Baal HaTes didn't agree. Quite a few things they quote from the Baha'i. But they have respect for the Baha'i. So here also, Rav had respect for his Talmud. Rav Asi. So he was makbid always to have Mikra Megillah Basar.
Because Manasseh, you also have the Shlomo's Mana, but you call for some Shabbos.
Mm-hmm.
So they would need a minion on Friday.
Right, you have to have a sora. That's right. So in Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah quotes that there is a machlekes of Rishonim. The Ramah says that it's from the Orz Haruah. So the Chazanish says Hasaga, that's not correct. It's not from the Orz Haruah, it's other Rishonim. But there is a machlekes of Rishonim. If you have 10 women, a lot of shuls, they lay in the Megillah after Ma'ariv. And then the women have the little babies, couldn't come to shul. So the husbands run home, and the wife comes to shul later, and they have a second Mikra Megillah for the women. So if you don't have 10 men by the second Mikra Megillah, you have many women, is that called Mikra Megillah Basara or not? It's not really a Dovisha Pikdusha. Kriyas HaMegillah is not a Dovisha Pikdusha that you should need 10 men. But the idea of Mikra Megillah Basara is to have a tzibur, to have a pirsume nisa. So that's the shaila. Maybe 10 women is not called Arabim. Maybe it's not called Pisumi Nisa. There's such an idea on the first daf in Masachas Nida. There's a din Safik Tuma B'Shusayach and Sveka Tome. Safik Tuma B'Shusarabim is Sveka Tohar. So what's the definition of B'Shusarabim? So the Gemara says if you have three people near each other, let's say three people in this room. So if one person is at one corner, one person in the other corner, one person in the third corner, they're not near each other, so that's not called Bishul Sarabim. But if all the three are near each other, so that's called Safik Tumma Bishul Sarabim, Sveka Tohar. So there's one opinion in the Rashba. The Rashba doesn't agree. In order to answer a certain kasha, one of the early Rishonim quoted by the Rashba says that three women is not called the Bishul Sarabim. The women, we want that women should act with more tznius than the men. So tznius means you do everything b'tzina, as opposed to doing b'farhesia. So even if you have, the Gemara has a loshen in Shlosh Shachlu, first daf in Shlosh Shachlu, even if you have mea noshim, even if you have 100 women, is kitrei damya. It's not, when you have three people, it's a rabim, even 100 women is not considered a rabim, because we want the women, we want the men also to act b'tznius, to lead a private life. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us all b'tzelem alekim, and he instructed us all to preserve the Tzelem Alekim b'alach v'drachav, to go in his ways, to preserve the Tzelem Alekim. So one of the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that he's a kel mistater. He's invisible and he hides. And he does such a good job at hiding, there are people who don't even believe that he's there. He hides very well. So we should try to lead a private life, not to do anything b'ferhes. So sometimes you have no choice. Sometimes I'm always speaking in public, so I'm always compromising on my tznius. So the Baruch Shalom also, once in a while, he makes gilui shchina. He's not always a kel mistater. By Kriyas Yamsuf and by Makas Tcharis, every so often there is a gilui shchina. But most of the time, he does not reveal himself. So sometimes people have to do things before Esiyah. You have to have a government, you have to have a Rosh HaMemshalah, you have to have a mayor, you have to have a governor, you have to have people, rabbis, you have to have a Shliach Tzibur. So people have to do things with Tzibur. But even when you have to compromise on Yitznias. We say sometimes Malach Melach, Melach Velei Malka. That's how the Tanoim had a tradition. The Sifrei has that. The Gemara has the Din. You're not supposed to appoint Noshim LeMalchus. Bad enough that the men have to compromise on that. Yes, we don't want the women to compromise. So that's why the Gemara has this Loshen in Shloshi Shochla about benching Mizumin. The Gemara had a Shiloh where the two people, Shloshi Shochla Kacha, so three people ate together bread. Chayav mazam, they're mechuyif to bench mezumin. What about two people ate together? So you're not mechuyif to have a mezumin. Is it optional? The Gemara comes to the maskana that it's not. That it's not optional. But first, the Gemara thought to bring a right that it is optional. Why? Because the din is that three women can bench mezumin. So how can they bench mezumin? So Gemara has the lashon. Even 100 women, afilu mei anashim, doesn't constitute a tzibur. It's not called a chabura. Because the women are supposed to lead a life of bitzina, what's this and the men? And even 100 women is not called a rabbi, but nonetheless, three women can bench mezumin. They see that there's such a thing as an optional mezumin. So maybe two men can also have an optional mezumin. Gemara says, no, you have to have three men. Two men is not an optional mezumin. So not Gemara, that it says, afilu mei anashim, afilu even 100 women, kitrei gabri, it's only like two men, you don't have a rabbi. So the Bali Artesis, in our Artesis, is missing a few words. But if you look in the Artesis, Rabbi Yudhisir Leon, look in Tosvi HaRosh, they say, B'negeh the Mikra Megillah. If you have 100 women, and they're laying the Megillah, it's not called a Rabbim, it's not called a Tzibur. Not only for Dov Shabik Dusha do we say that 10 women can't say Dov Shabik Dusha, even just an Indian of Tzibur. So that's why the Ramah quotes a machlokes Rishonim. If you have the second minyan for the women, the later minyan for the women, Mikra Megillah, and they have more than 10 women, but you don't have 10 men, so the Ramah quotes that's a machlokes, whether that's called Mikra Megillah Basar. What's the difference? The Asar is not Ma'akev, it's us Lachatchila. Rav is Cheshesh Lachatchila for the opinion of his Talmud Rav Asi, that even Mikra Megillah on Purim, even Mikra Megillah Bizmana, you have to have asor. What's a nafkamina? So nafkamina is the Ramah says that the bracha that you say at the end of Mikra Megillah, Haravis Rivenu Adonis Dineinu, the Ramah says that you only recite the bracha if you had Mikra Megillah B'tzibur. If you have Mikra Megillah Shaloi Ba'asara, then you don't say Haravis Rivenu. The Vilna Gaon is not happy with that Ramah. He says that the Ramah misquoted our Yerushalmi. The Ramah based it on the Yerushalmi, that you only say a bracha Shalach Reho if you had it basara. So the Vilna Gaon said, yeah, the Yerushalmi is talking about Kriyas HaTorah. When I go to sleep at night and I finish learning for the day, I don't say Hashanah Salman. You only say Hashanah Salman when you have Kriyas HaTorah B'tzibur and you finish your Aliyah, then you say Hashanah Salman. But when a private person finishes learning for the day, goes to sleep, he doesn't say Bracha Shalach Reh. That's what the Yerushalmi is talking about. But he says it's not talking about Mikra Megillah. So the Gros Shita is you should really say Rabbi Shirveinu, even B'yachid. But the Achranim say that the Mishnah Megillah says that the Bracha Rabbi Shirveinu, even though it was composed by the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah, but it was instituted as an optional Bracha. If you don't want to, you don't have to say it. If you want to, you do. So it says, Mokam Shinoga Levarach Mevarachim, Mokam Shinoga Shalom Levarachim Mevarachim. If the Minuga Mokam is that you say Rabbi Shirveinu, then you say, if the Minuga Mokam is you don't say, so you don't say. The three Brachas before Mikra Megillah, that you believe to say, that's not optional, that doesn't depend on the Minig HaMokam, but the bracha of Rabbi Shirveinu at the end of the Mikra Megillah, so that the Mishnah says depends on the Minig HaMokam. So the Achranim right, even if the Vilna Gaon is right, that the Yerushalmi never said it, but for many centuries that has been the Minig. Maybe the Minig started off as a mistake, but the Minig is we don't say it unless we lay in the Megillah B'tzibur. So that's according to the simple reading of the Ramah. Ramah says that if you have 10 women laying the Megillah together, so it's a Sveka Adina, whether you consider that Mikra Megillah Basara. Not that he meant to say it's a Dovish Abigdusha.
A woman can be might see the men in the Tzibur.
Yes.
So can she make the brachas also?
Yeah, according to the Tosfos, the Bahag says a woman cannot be might see men in the Megillah.
But yeah. According to Rambam, they can be motzi.
They can be motzi,
so
yeah.
Able to make the bracha also?
Yeah, to
and
be motzi.
We don't say that the woman is
No, she's the same. She's mechayiv the same as the men. But this bracha, Rabbis Yerbeni, you only say if you're laying betzibur, the Ramah says. So that's the question. If you only have 10 women, but you don't have 10 men, the Ramah writes that it's a sfeik and a dina, how we paskin. So Pashta says that they shouldn't say how Rabbis Yerbeni. Pashta says that they shouldn't say. I don't know why the women are so gung-ho on having their own mikra megillah. They're going to lose out on a rabbis mivaino. Why shouldn't they hear mikra megillah and shul listen to the bracha afterwards also?
They're probably annoyed like the grunt.
Yeah. The Minchas Yitzchok, dying wife from Deida Haredis, has a lot of tshuvas. So he writes in one of his tshuvas, I remember years ago, we heard this in America, they said, so he writes it up, he heard it in Eretz Yisrael, there was a machlokes between the Chazon Ish and the Briska Rav, Rav Elva Basoloveitchik. What's the definition of Mikra Megillah Ba'asara? Does it mean that the Balkari is laning and 10 people are being yotze with the Balkari's laning? Well, let's say you have 10 people, each person in the same room, each person reading his own Megillah at his own speed. But they're reading simultaneously, each one is sitting in a different corner, minding his own business, but you have 10 people reading the Megillah simultaneously. Is that called Mikra Megillah? So the Chazon Ish claims that that's called Mikra Megillah Ba'asar. And they say that Rav Elva thought that not. Mikra Megillah Ba'asar means 10 people are being yotze with one Balkari. One Balkari is laning, and all 10 people are being yotze, that's Mitzarf them together. They're all being yotze, Shemei Kaina, from the one Balkari, but not 10 people, each one is saying his own, reading his own Megillah. So that was an interesting machlekes in our, during our lifetime, whether that's considered the Mikra Megillah Ba'asara. Rav Soloveitchik used to say over that he had two grandfathers. So his grandfather, Rav Chaim Soloveitchik, was of the opinion that Kriyas HaTorah, Sheni V'Chamishi, is a Chayvus HaYochid. Every person is obligated to go to shul to hear Kriyas HaTorah. You can only be mekayim kriyas haTorah b'tzibur, but it's every individual is mechuyev to go to shul. So that's why a lot of times when Rav Chaim would be traveling to go to the rabbanim in Europe, in Poland, used to have meetings, so he would travel a lot, so he would miss tefillah b'tzibur, so he would always see to it that Monday or Thursday afternoon he would stop off on the train somewhere and ask the balabatim in the community, are there 10 people who missed kriyas haTorah this morning? And miraculously, he would always find 10 people to miss Kriyas HaTorah. He would have Kriyas HaTorah in the afternoon when he would miss it in the morning, because he thought that Kriyas HaTorah is a Chayvus HaYochid. Every individual person is mechuyev to see to it that he hears Kriyas HaTorah. And you can't lay in the yechidus, you have to have Asar. And Rav Soloveitchik said his other grandfather made fun of that. His other grandfather, Rav Elia Feinstein, that was Rav Moshe Feinstein's uncle. Rav Moshe Feinstein and Rav Soloveitchik's mother were first cousins. Her maiden name is Feinstein. So his other grandfather, Belia Feinstein, showed him the Ramban on Gemara Megillah. Ramban comments, how can Rav Asi, the Talmud of Rav, how can Rav Asi be of the opinion that Mikra Megillah needs Asara? The Mishnah lists off all the things that need Asara. The Mishnah says, Kaddish Kedusha Baruch Hu, Chazaras HaShatz, Kriyas HaTorah, HaTorah. It says all the things that you need a minyan. It doesn't say Kriyas HaMegillah. So how come it doesn't say Kriyas HaMegillah? So some Rishonim answer, Kaddish Kedusha Baruch Hu, Chazaras HaShatz, Kriyas HaTorah, Nir Asar LeYikuva. If you don't have a minyan, you don't have Chazaras HaShatz. You don't have Kriyas HaTorah. Here, even Rav Asi, who's of the opinion that you need Mikra Megillah needs Asar, it's only L'chatchila, it's not Mi'akeh B'diyevet. So that's one answer that the Rishonim say. Rav Asi only meant that L'chatchila didn't mean B'diyevet. The Ramban al-Machamas is not so convinced that that answer is correct. So he gives a different answer. He says, the Mishnah says, Kaddish Kedusha Baruch Hu, you need Kriyas HaTorah, you need Asara. The Mishnah is listing off the things that are Chayvus HaTzibur. It's not a Chayvus HaYochid. If you don't have Asara, there's no Chayiv at all. Mikra Megillah is a Chayvus HaYochid, which you can only fulfill the Tzibur. And the Mishnah is only listing off those things that are Chayvus HaTzibur. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes this Ramban and the Mohammeds to bring out the point. You see, the Ramban holds that Kriyas HaTorah is a Chayvus HaTzibur, not a Chayvus HaYochid. If a person davened at home for some reason or another, he didn't daven in shul. He's not mechuyev to go find a minyan to hear Kriyas HaTorah. But Rav Soloveitchik was much closer, for many years it was much closer to his mother's father. Mother's father used to learn with him all the time as a child, Rav Dalia Prujan, Rav Dalia Feinstein. And on a few occasions he used to go visit Barab Chaim, a few rare occasions. The last 2 years, I think, of Rav Chaim's life, they were together. They were learning together. But for the first 13, 14 years of his life, he hardly saw Rav Chaim. So he said that on one occasion, his family was going to visit the Zayde Rav Chaim. So his Zayde Rebellia, Feinstein, told him, show your grandfather the Melchames. It's the favorish against him. Melchames on Megillah, that the Mishnah Berurah quotes. That Kriyas HaTorah is a Chayvus HaTzibah, not a Chayvus HaYam. So he said he showed it to his grandfather, Rab Chaim. He says, Rab Chaim reinterpreted, he put the punctuation in the Machamas differently, and it came out that not only was it not a kash, it came out as a riot, to his opinion. So he went back to the Zayde Rebellia Feinstein, and he told him, so he said, wow, he reinterpreted. No one knows exactly, I can reinterpret it. It's black on white. Black on white. I don't know how you reinterpret it. But that's what Rav Soloveitchik said.
When he came in from Boston last
time,
he had to avoid the...
Yeah, Rav Soloveitchik a lot of times would come in from Boston to New York and he wouldn't be able to daven in Bitsiba in the morning. So after Shia, he would always ask, is there anybody who missed Kriyas HaTorah this morning? Always miraculously, there would be a minion of boys who had missed Kriyas HaTorah. So he used to learn Kriyas HaTorah in the afternoon. Yeah. He would learn Kriyas HaTorah in the afternoon.
All the items in the Mishnah are Hiram Kedusha, but the Megillah is not the Hiram Kedusha. So that's a chilik, no?
Okay.
That's
what some Rishonim say. The Mishnah is listing out Hiram Kedusha with Asara's Leikuva. Mikra Megillah is Lachatchili Leir Asara. But it's not Me'akeh B'Riyev. Even Rabasi didn't mean it Leikuva. He just meant it Lachatchila. And the Ramban wasn't so convinced. Ramban thought maybe Rabasi meant it even Leikuva. That you're not Yotze at all, just because that's Hiram Kedusha. This is not. So what? But if the Asara is Me'akeh B'Riyev, why isn't it mentioned in the Mishnah? So the Ramban gave a different answer. Ramban said, because the Mishnah lists off the things that are Chayvus HaTzibur. Mikra Megillah is a Chayvus HaYachav, which can only fulfill the Tzibur.
Mr. Brewer, I think, says that once the Tzibur was Yotze with a minion, so he says anybody else afterwards doesn't need a minion.
Yeah. Shulchan Aruch has like that. That's right. That's
why did he have to find 10 boys?
He held only Sheni Chamishis of the Mitzvah and Yochin.
Shabbos Avan, same thing.
And Yochin also.
Yeah.
Why did he have to find 10 people that didn't hear the waning?
Different opinions. How many people you need to enable you to learn Kriyas HaTorah? So some say you need all 10.
All 10?
Yeah. So he, by a miracle, he always succeeded in getting 10 boys who missed Kriyas HaTorah that morning. There's an interesting comment they attribute to the Vilna Gaon, and now that they printed the Ritva on Maseches Megillah, so you have the Ritva has this exact same comment. The Mishnah, the first Mishnah in Bracha says, Me'emes HaKorinus HaShma Bo HaRobin. When do you lay in Kriyas HaShma? So it says in the plural, Korinus HaShma. And in Megillah it says Hakoreis Hamegillah Amid Yoshin Hakorei in the singular. How come by Kriyas Shema it's in the plural, and how come by Mikra Megillah it's in the singular? So they quote from the Vilna Gaon, and now we have the Ritva says that by Kriyas Shema you don't say Shemei Kaina. Each and every person has to say his own Kriyas Shema, but by Mikra Megillah we allow Shemei Kaina. So Hakoreis Hamegillah, the Balkari reads the Megillah, and everybody listens to Rol Yotze with Shemei Kaina. But by Kriyas Shema we don't allow Shemei Kaina, so you need Korin. Why don't you say Shemei Kaina by Kriyas Shema? So that's Rav Soloveitchik used to always quote this from the Ran on the Rif in the end of Maseches Rosh Hashanah. The Ran quotes a Yerushalmi that we say Shemei Kaina, we said by Tkiyas Shofar and by Parsha Zohar and by Kiddush and Abdullah, you always say Shemei Kaina. And Kol HaTorah Kula, we allow Shemei Kaina, except for three cases, but we don't allow. We don't allow Shemei Kaina by Kriyas Shema, because the idea of Kriyas Shema is Kabbalah Samach HaShemayim. So it's not Derech Eretz to rely on him. You should say your own Kabbalah Samach HaShemayim. We don't allow Shemei Kaina by Tefillah. If you need Parnassah, if you need a Refuah, if you need a Shidduch, if you want to be blessed with children, You need something, so ask on your own. Don't rely. You should ask on Abi Yotze v'Shemeh Kain. You should ask on your own. And the third exception to the rule is eating food. Did you ask the other one to eat the sandwich for you? You're eating the sandwich yourself. So Yosha dictates, if you're eating the sandwich, you should say the bracha before, you should say the bracha after. We don't allow Shema Kaina and bracha is in connection with eating food.
What about
Shliach Tzibur? Yeah, we'll get to it. We'll get to it in a minute. That's what we're going to talk about. So but we do it all the time. One person says, I'm Yotze, and everybody's Yotze. So the Mishnah and bracha is on them. Gimel Amen. The Mishnah and bracha says only Hasebu. If all the people are eating the Hasebu around the table, then not that you say Shemeh Kainah, we don't allow Shemeh Kainah. Then the din is the it's one chabura, and all chabura is only mechuyev to offer one amoitzi. It's not that everybody's considered with Shemeh Kainah as if they all said amoitzi. One person says amoitzi for the whole chabura and does a ginuk. Kach tikna chakamim. So in the days of the Tanoim, how do you constitute a chabura? You need hasebu. His man said, who eats the Hasebu? It's annoying. Even on Pesach night, it's so annoying. We're not used to it at all. So Tess says, his man said, you need the maximum you can do for Tziruf. HaChabura, so Yeshiva didan ke Hasebu didhu. By us, if the people are sitting around the table, everybody's sitting around the table, that's a Tziruf of Chabura. And one person can say the bracha for all the others, and it's not based on Shemeh Kleiner. For Haraya, the Ramah has a din. Many Achrayim don't accept the din, but the Ramah has the following din. Let's say, I say Hamoitzi on Shabbos Yantar, everybody's sitting around it, I say Hamoitzi, and I eat a little bit of challah, and then I distribute the challah to the others, and somebody talks before he takes some challah. So if a person says Birchas Hanen, and then he talks before he eats the food, so he has to repeat the bracha. The bracha is not mitzuruf to the food, because he was mafsik. What if the one who said Hamoitzi swallow a little bit of challah, but the others didn't have any challah yet, and they talk. So there are more paskins halacha l'maisa. As long as the person has said the bracha already swallowed, the bracha was chal for the whole chabura, and there's no problem of hepsik. If the other people talk, it's not a hepsik. So it's not based on shemeh kainah. It's not that when one person says hamoitzi, everybody's yotze v'shemeh kainah. The whole chabura has to offer one hamoitzi. And it's only called the chabura. Bizman atanam is only called the chabura if you have hasebe. And Taisa says today nobody eats hasebe. So yeshiva didank hasebe didu. That's why when someone says hamoitzi on Shabbos Yontif, he should wait till everybody sits down around the table. You shouldn't say hamoitzi when they're still standing or in the kitchen or something. You have to wait till everybody's sitting around the table. And the same thing, Benjamin Mizumin. Taisa Sanat Mishnah says you need hasebu not only to be moitzi the others with amoitzi, to be able to bench mezumen, also you need hasebu, because bizman hagemara, bench mezumen went like this. One person said the whole benching and the others didn't say anything, they just said amen at the end of the brachas. So the Yerushalmi says that we don't allow shemeh koinen by brachas hamazon. If you ate the food yourself, you should say your own bracha. But we do, but when you bench mezumen, one person says they're benching, and the others are yotze v'shemeh kainah, so it says in Shulchan Aruch, it's not based on shemeh kainah. The Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Sefer Birchas Avraham. Birchas Avraham was before the days of the Shach. The Shach in the Yeridei quotes from the Birchas Avraham. In Siman Yutes, by Birchas HaShchita. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Birchas Avraham, we usually don't allow shemeh kainah if the listener doesn't understand the language. Let's say I'm saying Kiddush, and the listener doesn't understand Hebrew, so it's not called Shemeh. It's not Shemeh. Shemeh means you hear, Shemeh means you understand. If you don't understand, you're not Yotze. But the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Birchas Avraham, if you're benching Mezumen, it's not based on Shemeh Koine. The Mezamen says the benching, and everybody says Amen. The whole Chabur offered one Birchas Hamazon, and the whole Chabur is Yotze, even though they don't understand Hebrew. Even though they don't understand Hebrew, it's not based on Shemeh Koine. We don't allow Shemeh Koinah, not by the Bracha Shalfaneh, not by Bracha Shachreh. It's, Rav Soloveitchik thought, maybe it's a din deraisa, mezumen, bench of mezumen. Mishnah Berurah quotes a machlokes, Rishonim and a machlokes, Achronim, whether the concept of mezumen, bench of mezumen, is a deraisa or derabbanan. So Rav Soloveitchik thought to answer a whole bunch of kashas, he thought that it was a din deraisa. And the din deraisa is like this, an individual person eats bread, he's mechuyev to bench. And if a chabur eats bread, the chabur is obligated to offer one birchas hamazon. And one person benches and the other say amen, the yoitzei not, but Shemei Kainan. Shemei Kainan is considered as if everybody said the Rambrach, and the whole Chabura offered one. So far so good. So now the Gemara has, what if two people ate bread? So we paskan Shnaim Shachlu Mitzvah Lecholik. Everybody has to bench on his own. There's no mezumen, and we don't allow Shomei HaKoina by benching. So each one Mitzvah Lecholik. If two people have bread, each one has to bench on his own. We don't allow Shomei HaKoina. However, the Gemara says, what if Echad Seifer VeEchad Bur? The two people who ate bread, one of them knows how to bench, the other one doesn't know how to bench. He doesn't know how to read Hebrew, or they don't have a sitter, he doesn't know how to bench. So then the Gemara says, if one of them, it's a Shas HaTchak, he doesn't know how to bench, so the din is Seifa Mevarech, the one who knows how to bench should say the Birchas HaMazon, Ubur Yotze Bebrachos, then we do allow Shomei HaKoina. So the Vilna Goyen asks the Kasha, and the Be'er HaGron, Shulchan Aruch, Mishnah Berurah quotes the Groy, asks the Kasha, but the Yerushalmi said, you don't allow Shomei HaKoina, I'm benching. That's one of the three things that you don't allow. So the Vilna Goyen answers, that whole din in the Yerushalmi, that there were three exceptions to the rule, Kriya Shema and Tefillah and Brachas on food, that you don't allow Shomei HaKoina. When a Torah you allow Shomei HaKoina even on these three. It's only with the Rabbanon that you don't allow Shomei HaKoina. But Hechad Eifsher, if one is a Seif, one is a Boor, so then you can go back to the Din Deraisa. You revert back to the Din Deraisa, and you do allow Shomei HaKoina. That's what the Be'er HaGro explains. We used to discuss with Dr. Goldstein, Zechon Lebrach. He used to be in a neighborhood. So he was an ENT doctor. So sometimes he would have patients who had a problem, and he would tell them, not allowed to talk for a week. What do you mean, not allowed to talk? You have to say Kriya Shema, you have to daven. So the din is, if you have a big Shas HaTchak like that, you revert back to the din deraisa, that you do allow Shomei HaKoina, even by davening, and even by Kriya Shema. So in Shulchan Aruch, in Hilchas Purim, has the following strange din. It says in Shulchan Aruch, that if you have a big minyan, 10 people or more, the Balkari can read the Megillah and everyone will be Yotze, even though some of the listeners know how to lay it on their own. They can be Yotze with Shomei HaKoina. But if you don't have a minyan, less than Asara, then the Balkari can only be Yotze, those who don't know how to lay it on their own. And those who know how to lay it on their own are not Yotze. Ma pitom. Why not? Why not? So the Magen Avraham writes on this side of the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch is quoted from Rishayim. Tik d'Orach Chaim. So the Magen Avraham says, apparently, these Rishayim are of the opinion that reading the Megillah is implicitly a form of tefillah. Just like we said, Kriyas Zu Halela, included in this story is an implicit Hallel, even though we don't mention the Rabban Shalom, we don't say thank you at all. It's implicit that it's a form of Hallel. So it's implicitly a form of tefillah as well. Just like you did nisim and aflos for our ancestors, we ask you to continue to take care of us, to do nisim and aflos for us as well. So the Magen Avraham says, and in tefillah, you don't allow Shomei HaKoina. That's one of the three exceptions to the rule that the Yerushalmi said. You don't allow Shomei HaKoina unless it's a Sefer Abur. Sefer Abur, then you revert back to the din deraisa that you do allow Shomei HaKoina. If you have Mikra Megillah Basara, so then the Shlech Tzibah can be Moitzi. That we said, Shlech Tzibah, if you have Asara, can even be Moitzi the Baki. That's the Gemara in the end of Rosh Hashanah. Shlech Tzibah Basara can be Moitzi, even the one who's a Baki. But if you don't have Asara, then we don't allow Shomei HaKoina unless you have a big Shas HaTchak, Sefer Abur. So Rav Soloveitchik commented on that Magen Avraham. Where do you have a mocker in the Gemara to such an idea? Where did the Rishonim come up with such a wild idea that Mikra Megillah contains within it a tefillah? And it's implicitly, the Gemara says, Kriyas Zu Halela. It's an implicit form of Halah. Where do you have a Gemara that says that Mikra Megillah is implicitly a form of tefillah? So he said, the Gemara has the famous din in the beginning of the Masechta Megillah. Chai Varam Likra says, a Megillah Balaylo, the Shanos HaBiyom. You have to lay in the Megillah at night. Purim. You have to repeat it again in the daytime of Purim. Absolvation was fond of saying, Rabbi Rab Shloimeh LeVilna, was a dying in Vilna. So he writes in his Sefer, Binyan Shloimeh, he writes a Chiddush, the Rishonim don't say this. The Rishonim don't say this, but he has a Chiddush. The Mishnah never says that you lay in the Megillah Balayla. It says in the Mishnah, it's one of the things, the Mishnah says, Dovashim Mitzvah Sabayam Kosher Kalayam, Tkiyah Shoif and Tilvah Slulav is all good all day long. and davish and mitzvah sabala, the kosher kol alayla, matzah, and korban pesach, and so on. How come it doesn't say mikra megillah balayla? Never says in the Mishnah. So the Rishonim fudge a little bit. They're not sure. So Reb Shlomo Ladunah came up with the Chiddush. I'm so Leitchik liked it, that mikra megillah balayla was instituted bizman hamarayim. In days of the Tanaim, they didn't have it. It was instituted in the days of the Amoraim. So that's the Amoraim are the first ones who said that then. So the Amoraim, and Avdalah, I think, the Amoraim had two different psukim. How do you know that you have to read the Megillah Balayla L'shanos HaBayom? So one Amora says, L'man Zamech Chavod V'lo Yidom, Shem HaKai L'alo Maideka, I praise the Rabban Shalom Bayom HaBalayla, all day and all night I praise. So that's on the assumption that Mikra Megillah is a form of Hallel, Kriyosa Zahalela, and you want to praise the Rebbe Shalom and Balayla, and then repeat again by Yom. The other Amora quotes a different pasuk. Lakaya Kiryama Velaisana, Velaila Velo Domirli. That's in the Kapitel and Tilim, Keli Keli Lama Azavtoni. The Tilim was composed by David HaMelech, but the Gemara says this was composed by David HaMelech, and it was recited by Esther HaMalka centuries later, years later, when she had gone to the Beis HaMalchus. She prayed to the Rebbe Shalom, Kedikedi Lamas Haftani, help me out over here. Give me a Siyaita Dishmaya. So, in that Kapitel Tilim, it has that pasuk, Lekai Eker Yama Velaisana, I pray out to the Rebbe Shalom by Yom, and if he doesn't answer my prayers, Velaila, I'll pray again by Laila, I'll repeat the same Tfila, Velo Damile, I won't be quiet, I'll repeat the Tfila many times over. So the Gemara seems to say the Ferish, but the Magar Avraham pointed out that Mikra Megillah is a form of Tfila. And in tefillah, that's one of the three cases, but we don't allow Shemei Kaina, unless it's Basara. If Shliach Tzibur laning the Megillah, Basara, so then the Shliach Tzibur can even be Moitzi, Sabaki.
Why is Laila mentioned after
Yom? I don't know. Why is Laila mentioned after Yom? Should be before? I don't know.
And your comment about three people eating together, it's like one chiyuv. So everybody else making a bracha. If one person can be mostly everybody else, it's only one chiyuv.
Right. So the Mechaber in Shulchan Aruch recommends that, he says that today people don't pay so much attention to someone else. Everybody shoots their mouth off. They don't listen to anybody else. So the Mechaber recommends, he quotes from the Rishonim already, a recommendation that you should say along softly with the Mezamen. When you bench Mezamen, most of the people bench Mezumah, they don't do it right. They say, everybody says the benching softly, and sometimes they say Amen at the end of the bracha. No, the Mezamen is supposed to say the whole benching out loud, from the beginning till the end, till the Alamayi Chasmein, they say everything out loud. But because a lot of times we don't pay attention, so the Mechaber quotes, we show him, I recommend, you should say along softly with the Mezamen. So what kind of a combination is that? You ask him, why isn't it a bracha of Atala? I don't know. So apparently the Chayvas HaChabur Yoytzei by listening to the Mezamen. But it should have been, so once you Yoytzei the Chayvas HaChabur, you're not Chayv to bench the Chayvas HaYoch. But they recommend, if you want to, you may. You can, and it's a recommendation, because we don't always pay attention to what other people are saying. Yeah. Let me just close with the following din. The Gemara has a different, four different opinions, how much of the Megillah you have to learn. Let's say this coming Shabbos is Parshas Tetzaveh. We're not going to learn the whole Chumash Mos, we're not going to learn the whole Sefer Torah from the beginning to the end. You have to have a Sefer Torah, though. You can't just have a cloth that has Parshas Tetzaveh. You can't just have a cloth that has Sefer Shmos. The Gemara says you can't, the Gemara in Gittin says you can't do Kriyas HaTorah from a Chumash. Chumash means a cloth that only has Shmos. It's a Sefer Shalom, it's Kriyas HaTorah HaKsav. But Mishnei Kovet Atzibum, if they Kovet Atzibum, you have to learn from a Sefer Torah. There are all the Chamishu Chumshi Torah. So by Megillah also, there's a Machlekes HaTanaim, how much of the Megillah do you have to learn? We happen to Paskei learn Kula, Metchila V'Yatzov. But other Tanaim say, you don't have to learn the whole Megillah. You have to have a Megillah written from the beginning to the end, but you only have to learn from this Pasukah, from that Pasukah, different opinions. Then the Gemara says, L'maskana, we Paskei have to learn everything. So the Rashba and the Rishonim are bothered with the Kasha. Why does the Gemara say that according to the other opinions in Tanaim, that you don't have to learn the whole Megillah, but it has to be Ksuva Kula? Like this Shabbos, we're going to learn Tetzaveh. You have to have a whole Sefer Torah, and you only learn Tetzaveh. So you have to have a whole Megillah Sester, and you only have to learn 80% of the Megillah Sester. but it has to be all written. The whole Megillah should be there on the klaf. So the Rishonim ask Akasha, the Gemara says, if you have a Megillah, and there are words rubbed out here and there, words psukim rubbed out, as long as Roiv of the Megillah is there, so you can lay, I say, Ruba Kukula, the Megillah is kosher. So why does the Gemara say you have to have the whole Megillah written from the beginning to the end, and you only have to read from the second chapter on Nish Yehudi? If you're missing the first chapter, so you have more than 51% is written. So what's so bad if the Megillah begins from Nish Yehudi Hoi B'Shushan Abir? It's missing Miyuto. Ruba is Nichta, so only Miyuto is missing. So why does the Gemara say, Shiksula Kula, the whole Megillah has to be, why do you know the whole thing should be written? More than 50% is written, so you should be able to say that should be good enough. So in Shulchan Aruch, they quote the Terutzim. One Terutz says, if an Inyan Shalom is missing, then it's no good. If a word is missing here and there in Nishgefelech, as long as Roiv of the Megillah is Biksav, you have to learn it about Peh. You can learn it about Peh, but the Roiv has to be written. But if an Inyan Shalom is missing, or Tchilos of the Seifa is missing, then the Megillah is no good. So that's the way they quote in the Shulchan Aruch. Inyan Shalom is missing, is no good, and Tchilos of the Seifa is missing, is no good. So the Mishnah Berurah has a machlokes in the following case. It happens in every shul. The Baal Kori says the brachas, and a guy walks in 1 minute late. So he comes in 1 minute late. The Baal Kori is up to the second pasuk already. So he has to come to the second minyan. Has to come an hour and a half later to come to the second. He wants to move on. He doesn't want to wait to the second minyan. So the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says a simple solution. Say on your own. You have a chumash. Say on your own the three brachas. Shekshanu Tatsanam Nikra Megillah. Shosanisim Shachyano. But the Baal Kori is not going to be up to the fourth pasuk. Before, when you came in, he's up to the second pasuk. So say quickly, you have a chumash. Say quickly the first four, five psukim. Catch up with the Baal Kori. So you learned a miut. You learned less than 50% Baal Peh. When you're laying from a chumash, that's considered, from a printed chumash, that's called kriya baal peh. It's only called kriya mitach haksav if you're laying from a klav. So you're laying the first 5-6 psukim baal peh, but then way more than 50% you'll be laying mitach haksav. So that'll be good. So that's the solution that people have. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes some achloikas achrayim. Some achrayim say, no, tchilosa v'sofa is no good. If tchilosa is baal peh, then it's no good. Because that's what the Rishayim said. Why did the Gemara say one Tana holds you only have to begin from Nishi Yehudi Hoi B'Shushan Abira, but you can't, that like this Shabbos you have to learn to Tzaveh, but you need a whole Sefer Torah, so you have to have a whole Megillah Sester, but you don't have to learn the whole thing, only have to learn from Nishi Yehudi. And what's wrong if it's missing the first chapter before Nishi Yehudi, but it's less than 50% missing, so it should be good. So the Rishonim said no, if it's missing the Tchilosa is no good. So here, this fellow who's going to say the three brachas from a siddur, then he's going to read from a printed chumash the first couple of psukim, is going to go back that chilosoi of his mikra miyulia is going to be baal peh. It's going to be from a printed chumash. That's baal peh. It's only called kriya mitach haksav if you learn from the klav. So Mishnah Berurah quotes such an opinion in Achrayim that chilosoi is no good. But then the pashtus is the other way. Chilosoi of the sefer, if it's missing in the chefts of the Megillah, it's not a kosher Megillah. Even though if you have 51% written, it's kosher. Ruba Kukula is a kosher Megillah. The Chachili should have everything written. But B'di'evid, Ruba Kukula is a kosher Megillah. If you're missing Tchilosa, then it's not a kosher Megillah. But he's hearing the Mikra Megillah from a kosher Megillah. There is no din that you have to read Tchilosa from a klaf. As long as you heard 51% B'Torah HaKsav and 49% you said Baal Peh, that's good. That does make a difference, Tchilosa or Sofo, or the Emtza. That makes a difference in the Chefts of the Megillah. There are two dinim here. There are two dinim. If you have 51% of Megillah is written and 49% is missing. So there's one that the Megillah is kosher. If Ruba Kukula, the Megillah is kosher. If you have a Sefer Torah, Shechaser Esachas is no good. Megillah Shechaser, 49% is good. That's a shaila. Is it good only in Megillah? Let's say they learn in Yeshiva, they learn the Haftaras from a klaf. So let's say the Haftaras from Yechezkel, and this Sefer Yechezkel that they have is rubbed out a word here, a word there. 99% is missing, but it's 99% is written, But 1% is missing a word here. Where there, a little bit is missing. So this din of chaser isachas, does it only apply to Sefer Torah? It doesn't apply to Nevi'im and Ksuvim? But you say, no, it applies to all Tanakh, except for Megillas Esther. Maybe Megillas Esther because Nikra Sigeris. Maybe that's your make. Maybe that's why you make them. So that's the question in the Ritva. The Jewish Ritva deals with that. If you have a klaf, you lay in all the haftaras from a klaf, and the klaf is missing a word here, a word there, is it the same as Mikra Megillah, as long as 51% of the Sefer Yecheskel is there, you can lay in? Or do you say, no, it's the same as Sefer Torah, Chasar Esachas is no good. So there's a tshuva in the Ritva, where there's a stirim in Eibay. He raises the both possibilities. Maybe it's only a din in Megillah, because Nikris Igeris, and maybe it's only a din in Sefer Torah, that Moshe Rabbeinu said, Sefer Torah has to be atumam. Chasar Esachas is no good. That's a shaila. See, the Gemara says, if Rav of the Megillah is written, it's good, it's a double kula. Kula number one, that the chepsa of the Megillah is good, even though it's missing 49%. Kula number two, it's not called Kriya Baal Peh. Since Rubik Kula, Rav Yelenin Vitoch HaKsav, and the rest, you know what the psukim are, the rest are going to say Baal Peh, so Rubik Kula is good for the Kriya also. But the shaila is, if you're missing Tchilasa or Sofa Inyan Shalem, Pashtus is, that's not a din in the Kriya. Chilasa has to be mitach. It's a din in the Chetza of the Megillah. The Megillah is missing Chilasa or Sofa in Yerushalayim. That's a puzzle of Megillah, even though you have 51% written. You can't have missing in the beginning. But it's not, if the Megillah is a Kosher Megillah, just I came in late, and I'm saying the first couple of Pesukim Baal Peh, Pashtus is that should not be a problem. Anyway, the Mishnah Berurah quotes a Machlokes Achrayim about that. I remember neither of us knew the Mishnah Berurah. So I remember in the yeshiva, the Shaila came up many years ago, and I had a machlokes with Rabban Lichtenstein Zichron Levracha. So he thought that it's no good, and I thought that it was good. And then the next year, my wife had a baby on Tainus Esther, so I took along a sefer to read in the hospital until she finished her labor. So I took along a Mishnah Berurah, Hilchas Purim, because it was at Tainus Esther. So I went to it, so I thought the whole machlokes that we had, the 2 days in the Mishnah Berurah. But the Pashtus, I thought, is for sure like that. That chilas of the sefer is only a din in the chetz of the Megillah. It doesn't apply to the tree. I pray lechem Purim to everybody. Maybe I'll say, I have yahrzeit tonight. Maybe I'll say a kaddish rabban. Oh, someone else has yahrzeit?
No.
You want to say a kaddish rabban?
You said you
want to say.
You say kaddish rabban.
Those people that came back, we had some refreshment. People out in there.
Hashi.